digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24. Mr. Burnett, you were a traitor and a terrorist. Where's the target? Where's the target?
Take Mr. Bauer away. He's under arrest.
Have we learned anything else about the attack?
Renee Walker followed a lead on her own. Got a visual on a heavily armed commando unit led by Juma himself. Bill Buchanan.
Renee Walker says the target is the White House.
Condition red, secure the president.
There's no safe path out. We need to secure her in the first floor lockdown.
Jack escorts the president into the lockdown.
Hostage rescue teams are moving into place. They'll be prepared to storm the building as soon as the order's given.
Mr. Vice President, terrorists are in control of the White House.
Until you can provide me with more intel on what's going on in there,
you are instructed to refrain from launching any action.
President Taylor is locked in the safe room.
What is it I can do for you?
I need you to find me another way in.
Well, I'm looking at the White House manifest, and according to this, Olivia Taylor is presently in the building with you. Now, you find Olivia Taylor, and you'll get the president to open that door.
President Taylor. If you don't open the door, I'm going to cut out your daughter's eyes one by one.
Open the door.
Madam President.
No, open the door. Open the door!
I can't!
Do you have children, Jack?
I have a daughter.
Could you do what you're asking me to do? Just stand by and watch her butchered?
No, ma'am. But I am not the President of the United States.
Well, I am the President. And I am ordering you to open that door.
The door opens and Jack emerges with his hands in the air.
All right, General. You've got me now. There's no reason to hold anyone else. Let them go.
The following takes place between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Now, what we do know is that the president was in the building when the attack took place, and she may have been taken hostage along with numerous other White House personnel. Vice President Hayworth was not in the building, and we're told he was moved to a secure location. The FBI has cordoned off a 9-block perimeter.
That was Agent Moss.
What does he have to say?
He's still requesting that you authorize a rescue operation.
Does he have any more intel about what the hell's going on in there?
No, sir. He deployed two units with deep band parabolics, but all they were able to get was static. They think Juma's using some sort of jamming equipment. They've also got spotters at every possible angle around the building, but they haven't been able to see inside.
So we still don't know whether Juma has the president or whether the president is locked inside the safe room?
No, sir, we don't.
I will not authorize any action until I know the status of the president. Relay that to Agent Moss.
Yes, sir.
African soldiers patrol around the hostage group within the White House. Olivia Taylor sits by her mother.
Mom, I know that I hurt you. I'm so sorry for cutting you out of my life.
It's okay.
No, it isn't. You were right to fire me off the campaign. I felt so betrayed, I turned my back on you.
Don't worry about it.
It all seems so stupid now. I hope you can forgive me.
Oh, darling, I forgave you a long time ago. You have to listen to me. We really are going to be okay. Just keep your eyes open and be ready.
Abel.
No, no. Leave her alone. Get away from her.
Get back.
I said leave her alone, please.
Olivia, it's okay, darling. It's okay.
Please,
no.
Get away.
We need to make a move to try and save the president. In the lockdown room, there were 5 canisters of CH4. Before we surrendered ourselves over to Juma, I opened the valves. Within the next few minutes, that room is going to be saturated in natural gas. It's going to take one spark to set it off. I think the explosion is going to be large enough to take out most of Juma's men. That's when you can make your move.
Why don't we set it off?
I'll make a run for the lockdown room, try and draw their fire. All we need is one stray bullet.
Suicide play, Jack.
We don't have a choice. Just make sure you can get to the president and get her out of here. She knows about the plan. She'll be ready. What are you planning? Are you going to do something?
When it happens, you'll know about it, Senator.
Damn it, if you're planning something, I want to know what it is.
Senator, shut up. Read this statement. It is a confession of your crimes against my country. The atrocities that you have committed will now be seen by the whole world.
I'll read your statement, General. but I need you to release the other hostages. You got what you came for. You have the President of the United States.
As a sign of good faith, I will release one of the hostages.
You. Stand up.
Juma picks out an undistinguished-looking White House employee. Jack looks up as the man is led away. Juma leads him to within a few feet of the president, then pulls his pistol and shoots the man in the forehead. Juma strides defiantly back to the president.
Do you want me to release any more hostages, President Taylor?
You son of a bitch.
You will read this statement, or I will do the same thing to everyone here. Starting with your daughter.
General, the uplink is complete.
Juma hands the president a folded sheet of paper.
All right.
The world is waiting, Madam President.
Before starting to read the prepared statement, Taylor looks across at Jack, who seems to shake his head. End of part one.
This is the President of the United States. 6 hours ago, I ordered our armed forces to invade Sangala. Without warning and without provocation, this attack was a criminal act motivated solely by America's desire to exert its power and influence.
Tell me you're shutting this down.
We can't, sir. It's a live feed straight to the internet.
I don't care. Shut it down.
It's going out on multiple servers, sir. It would take hours General just to trace them. This is Derek Watts. Hold on. Sir, it's Agent Moss on telecom.
Come on.
Sir, are you getting this?
Yes. So is the rest of the damn world.
Mr. Vice President, I believe Juma came here to humiliate the president and stage a public execution. Now, we have a rescue operation in place. All we need is your authorization.
You don't know what Juma's intentions are. This could be a prelude to a set of demands.
There are no demands here, sir. This is about revenge. Juma knows he'll never get out of the White House alive.
You're speculating, Agent Moss. My advisors are telling me the most prudent course of action is to try to initiate communication with Juma.
We've been trying to do that. He hasn't responded. Sir, Juma has no desire to negotiate anything. He is going to kill the president.
Sir, we have a tactical plan in place. It's a two-pronged assault, and we're confident that it stands a good chance of catching Juma off guard, but we're losing time. We have to initiate now.
I cannot authorize any action that might result in the president's death. Keep trying to open dialogue with Juma. Hold your position until you're told otherwise. I will keep this feed open.
General Juma has demonstrated that even a tyrant state like the U.S.
Be ready. Jack, listen to me. Juma's not solely coordinating this attack. What do you mean? I heard him talking on a sat phone. He's coordinating with someone on the outside. They were giving him real-time intel. You think it's someone in the White House? I don't know. But even if we take Juma down, the president may still be in danger. You're the only one I know who can do this, Jack. Find out who Jim was working with.
Luke, step back out!
Bill makes a rush for the lockdown, steals a pistol and fires it.
Agent Moss, the device has been detonated in the West Wing.
Mr. Vice President, there's been an explosion at the White House.
An explosion?
Yes, sir. The president's internet feed has gone dark.
We saw that. What's happening?
I don't know, sir, but we're going in under my authority. Let's go.
That is not
all
your decision,
teams,
Agent Moss.
Delta.
Agent Moss, you're under orders.
Delta.
Agent Moss!
Code green.
Larry leads his FBI agents into the White House. They shoot some of Juma's men. Jack, lying among a tangle of bodies, grabs a weapon and does likewise.
Please get to the president!
Madam President, are you okay?
We need to get out of here right now. Hold up, you come with me.
Jack gives covering fire as Aaron Pierce leads the president and her daughter away. The FBI advance further into the building. Juma appears to be wounded but still alive.
Madam President, get down. Stay low till I know we're clear.
Gussie. Kill the hostages. The president.
threatening Senator Mayer, he walks through to where Juma kneels.
Don't move! Don't you move!
Juma stares back at Jack, then goes for his gun. The FBI move in, shining powerful torch beams all around. Jack kneels on the floor with his hands in the air.
We're clear! We're clear! Secret Service, I have the president! Here, Secret Service. Let's go in.
President Taylor and Olivia are led away. Jack walks slowly across to where Bill's body lies. Larry Moss and Renee run in, weapons at the ready.
Madam President, this way! We have the President. The President is secure. Repeat, we have the President. This way, ma'am.
Renee spots Jack. She appears shocked to see him crumpling down in the doorway to the lockdown and giving way to emotion.
Renee, we gotta get the President out of here now! This way, ma'am.
It's all right, darling. You'll be all right.
The FBI cluster around the president like ants around their queen and scuttle out of the White House. Jack remains sitting in the lockdown. He puts a hand to his face and blinks back tears as he looks down at Bill's lifeless body. His head sinks and he clasps his hands around it. 8:11. 8:16.
Madam President, we're still sweeping the West Wing, but we do believe all the hostiles have been accounted for. Now, you and your daughter will stay here until we finish securing the building.
I understand.
Now, once we get the all clear, we're going to move you to Andrews Air Force Base.
No, I'm staying right here.
Well, ma'am, it's for your own safety.
Do what's necessary to make sure this building's safe, because I'm not going anywhere. The American people need to know that the president is in the White House.
Yes, Madam President.
How many people did we lose?
It's too early to tell. Medical teams are on their way to treat the wounded. We're going to set up a triage unit in the East Wing.
All right. I'd like to speak to the Vice President as soon as possible.
Yes, ma'am.
And I need to know how my husband's doing. Would you please contact Dr. Lee Shulman at West Arlington Hospital?
Yes, Madam President.
Thank you.
The FBI man nods to the President and walks away. Olivia comes over to where her mother sits.
How's Agent Pierce?
They said he's gonna be okay.
What about you?
I'm not sure. I still can't believe this happened. I thought they were gonna kill all of us. I was so scared.
It's over. And we're safe. Thanks to a lot of brave people.
Excuse me, Madam President. The Vice President is on a secure line.
I'll be right there. Did you mean what you said about putting the past behind us?
Of course I meant it.
I don't ever want to lose you again.
You won't.
President Taylor leans over and gently kisses her daughter. Smiling to Olivia, the president gets up and goes to take the call. Olivia looks over to where Aaron Pierce has been bandaged up and is now being led away. He nods to her. Olivia's expression is inscrutable. 8:18. Larry and Renee walk briskly through the West Wing. Renee, seeing Jack still sitting looking down at Bill's body, splits off and slowly walks across to him. She looks down sadly.
The president's safe, Jack. She's in the residence. She's secure. I'm so sorry, Jack. I know that he was your friend.
It was supposed to be me. I was supposed to set off the explosion so that he could secure the president.
He died protecting his country.
Yeah.
Jack gets pensively to his feet.
This isn't over yet. Agent Moss? Juma and his men were not working alone.
What are you talking about?
When I was in the lockdown with the president, Bill said he heard Juma talking on a sat phone. Said he was getting real-time intel from someone on the outside.
Who?
I don't know. The point is, I don't think this threat is over, and I don't think the president is safe.
You sure Buchanan heard this, right?
He wouldn't have told me unless he was sure. And right now, the only lead we've got is Ryan Burnett. He knew about the attack on the White House, and chances are he's going to know who Juma was talking to.
All right, I'll talk to him.
No, the president already offered him immunity. He turned it down. He's not going to tell you anything, but he will talk to me.
Why is that, Jack? Because you tortured him?
I don't need to touch him. I just need him to think I'm there to finish what I started. And I promise you, he will tell us everything we need to know. Larry, please. The last thing Bill asked for before he died was for me to follow this through. I owe him that. Look, I give you my word, I will not touch Burnett.
Jack, look, I understand about your friend. I do, but I got standing orders from the president to take you into custody. I gotta get you back to FBI, but I promise you, I'll look into this, all right? Agent Powell, handcuff Mr. Bauer. Take him down to staging area B.
Sir, put your hands on top of your head.
Larry.
You're gonna tell me he's right about this. I don't wanna hear it.
Yes, that's the problem. You're not listening to what he's saying.
When are you gonna stop defending this guy?
I'm not defending him. I'm defending a good idea.
I just said I will look into this. Now do your job. Finish locking down the building.
Larry bustles off. Jack is led away past Renee, whose expression is one of anger, then of resolve.
Agent Reynolds. I need to speak with the president. It's urgent.
She's in a secure location. You'll need to go through Ethan Kanan.
Where is he?
He just arrived. He's on his way to see the president.
The president's in the residence with her daughter. They've both been checked over, and they're in good condition.
Thank God. I want a conference with the SecDef and Joint Chiefs as soon as possible.
We're routing all White House communications to the residence, and we're setting up a temporary command post.
Good.
Mr. Kanan, I need to speak with you.
I'm on my way to see the president.
Yes, I know, sir, but it's extremely urgent. It'll only take a few moments.
All right. What is it, Agent Walker?
Some new intel has just come to our attention, and we need to act on it immediately. I tried to reach the president, but I couldn't get through.
I'm listening.
Sir, the threat to the president may not be over. We have reason to believe that General Juma was not acting alone. Before Bill Buchanan died, he saw General Juma communicating with someone on a sat phone.
At this point, we can confirm that FBI agents entered the White House moments ago. There were reports of sustained gunfire. It appears that authorities are now in control of the West Wing. We are expecting word from our FBI sources on the status of the hostages. While there has been no official comment...
So what do we got?
The president's alive.
Are you sure?
We've been monitoring interagency servers. Word just went out. Juma's dead. Taylor survived.
What happened, do you think?
We don't know any details yet, but we'll keep monitoring.
Hodges shifts in his leather desk chair.
Well, you gotta admire the damn bitch. She doesn't give up easily.
I'm sorry, sir. We just didn't have enough control over the situation.
Greg, you look tense. Do me a favor. Have a drink. Relax. Juma held up his part of the bargain. We're getting what we wanted. As far as I'm concerned, everything is still on track. Where are the weapons now?
Shipment should be ready for pickup in the next couple of hours.
Good. Get Chapman on the phone. I want to nail down some targets.
Hodges sits at the desk of his Starkwood empire. 8:23, end of part two. Three, 8:28.
Sir, chopper you requested is on its way. It's due here in 10 minutes.
All right, you'll be escorting Mr. Bauer back to FBI. Hold him in the command center.
Yes, sir.
It's Larry Moss.
This is Ethan Kanan. I understand you're taking Jack Bauer back to FBI.
Yes, sir. He's going to be debriefed and remanded into federal custody.
I want you to put that on hold.
Sir?
I just spoke with Agent Walker.
She told me Juma may have been working with someone on the outside and that there may be an ongoing threat to the president.
Yes, that's true.
I want you to send Jack Bauer to question Ryan Burnett. Agent Moss?
Sir, I think that's a mistake.
Yes, Agent Walker shared your concerns with me, and I've given this some thought. If Burnett does know who Juma was working with, Bauer's approach may be our best chance to get that information.
With respect, sir, Bauer almost killed this man.
I was there, Agent Moss.
But this will be a controlled interrogation.
We're going to play on Burnett's fears. Bauer's presence alone should be enough to intimidate him into talking.
Sir, Bauer is a wild card. We have no idea what he'll do when he gets in that room with Burnett.
I realize there's a risk.
That's why you're going to do this under my authority, and my authority alone.
You're not taking this to the president?
No. If something does go wrong, I want to make sure the president is protected.
With respect, sir, I think you're not telling the president because you know she'd never allow this.
You've made your objections clear, Agent Moss. I'm not going to debate this with you. I want you to take Bauer to question Burnett. That's a direct order. Do you understand?
I understand.
And I'm counting on you to supervise every second of that interrogation.
I'll expect a full report as soon as you're done.
Yes, sir.
Larry fumes. President Taylor sits in the Oval Office, 8:30.
I want to speak personally to the families of everyone we lost tonight, so keep me informed as they're notified.
Absolutely, Madam President.
And the minute Angela Nelson gets here, send her straight up to me. We need to start working on the speech to the country.
Of course, Madam President.
Patrick, you have just been through a terrible ordeal. Are you sure you're okay?
I'll be fine. It helps to focus on work.
I understand. Thank you, Patrick.
Ethan Kanan enters. President Taylor gets up to greet him with a hug.
Thank God you're all right. How you feeling?
Like I just woke up from a nightmare. It was unbelievable, Ethan.
I can't even imagine it. How's Olivia?
She's shaken up, but she's going to be okay.
I'm glad to hear it.
We lost some good people tonight, Ethan. We're going to need all the help we can get. I'm thinking about bringing Olivia on as a special advisor.
Madam President, I can understand you're not wanting to be separated from your daughter after what's happened.
Especially after what's happened. We need people who can do the job.
I'm not disputing Olivia's competence, but she's also a political liability. Nobody's forgotten what she did during the campaign. Leaking damaging personal information about your opponent to the press.
Olivia knows what she did was wrong.
She almost cost you the election.
She's changed. We talked about it, Ethan, and she is accepting full responsibility. She has learned from her mistakes. I'm willing to put the past behind us so we can move ahead.
I still think it's a mistake.
I don't care what you think.
They maintain eye contact as this comment lands. Taylor puts her hand to her face.
I am so sorry, Ethan. You know I don't mean that. But I've made up my mind. I want Olivia to join my administration, and I want it to come from you.
Me?
You're offering her this position. It would be a good way to extend an olive branch. I need the two of you to make peace.
All right, Madam President. I'll talk to her.
Thank you, Ethan. I understand Agent Walker was trying to reach me.
That's right, but I spoke to her.
What does she want?
Just some procedural matters, Madam President. I took care of them.
The President remains looking thoughtful. 8:33, an FBI helicopter dusts down. Jack is led towards it, still handcuffed. Larry looks on. As Jack is strapped in, he casts a hostile glance over towards Larry. Renee walks up.
Larry, you wanted to see me.
He turns threateningly.
Therefore, we need to switch out. I just got off the phone with Ethan Kanan.
Look, I didn't want to go behind your back, but you didn't leave me any choice.
I didn't leave you what? How about you choose to follow orders?
I'm sorry, Larry.
No, I don't think you are.
Larry, I have seen Jack do some terrible things today, things that I still can't justify, but he has been right every time. And you know what? I can't help but think that maybe if we had just stayed out of his way, none of this would have happened. Look, I am sorry that I went behind your back, but I promise you, this play with Burnett will go down just the way Jack says.
If you think you're going with Bauer, you are out of your mind. You may have gotten a White House order, but I'm still running this operation. I'll take Bauer to see Burnett. You're going back to FBI. I want you to clean out your office and hand in your badge. I'm suspending you indefinitely.
Hey, I know that you're upset, Larry, but this isn't over. You're gonna need me.
When I need are people that I can trust. I thought that was you.
Larry leaves Renee without a backward glance and heads briskly towards the helicopter, climbing into the rear seat next to Jack, who studiously continues looking out of the window. The sleek blue aircraft rises carefully out through the overhanging foliage.
You may think you got what you wanted, getting Renee to go behind my back, but Ethan Kanan ordered me to let you question Burnett. I'm gonna be watching you every second you're in there. You do one thing I don't like, you're finished. You understand me?
Understood. You should leave Renee out of this. She was just doing what she thought was right.
Yeah, well, she may lose her job over it.
She's the best agent you've got.
She circumvented my authority. I can't just ignore that. Now, I've known this woman for 9 years, and I've never seen her do the kind of things she's done in the last 9 hours.
Jack cast a slow, sidelong glance at Larry, who seems to be fussily attempting to fathom what's happening. 8:36. 8:40. A young man stands before a complex electronic screen talking to Hodges.
We've narrowed the list down to 12 targets along the eastern seaboard. They're all within 300 kilometers of the base.
How many people?
10 to 15,000 in each target zone.
And our kill ratio would be what?
Well, we've chosen these areas for maximum population density, so the ratio could be as high as 80%.
Let's hope we never have to find out. Get these coordinates down to the boys in TAC Ops. Have them start programming them in.
Yes, sir.
Hodges paces slowly. Greg enters.
We just intercepted a flash memo from the FBI. Jack Bauer's on his way to Kennedy Memorial Hospital to question Burnett.
Bauer was arrested. How is this possible?
There was an executive order from the White House giving Bauer access to Burnett.
Bauer will finish what he started. Burnett will tell him everything.
No, he won't, sir. I've already sent somebody to the hospital to deal with Burnett. He can take care of Bauer at the same time.
Who'd you send?
Quinn.
Quinn's good. Bauer's good, too.
Agent Moss, we've locked down the entire floor. We equipped Burnett's room with 2 cameras and audio surveillance.
Where is he?
Down the hall. It's gonna be a moment. Doctor has to revive him.
Why? What happened?
He was given a heavy sedative. He was in pretty bad shape when he got here. Dr. Winham, Special Agent Larry Moss, Jack Bauer.
I understand you're here to interrogate my patient.
That's right.
Well, he's still recovering from his last interrogation, so if you're here to brutalize him again, I won't be party to it.
Doctor, your patient was involved in a terrorist attack against the White House in an effort to kill the President of the United States, and I believe the people he's working with want to try it again, so if you've got a problem...
We won't harm him, Doctor.
This will be a controlled interrogation, please. We need your cooperation.
The doctor agonizes under Jack's level gaze.
It's going to take him a couple of minutes to come out of it.
The doctor goes off. Jack studies the monitor screen, which shows Burnett lying in a hospital bed. A tough-looking man dressed in dark blue medic's uniform walks circumspectly along a corridor. He pauses at the entrance to a ward, then walks further on, grabs what looks like a sheaf of treatment notes from a pigeonhole and passes through a door into a twin-bedded side room. In one bed lies a grey-haired man.
Who are you?
I'm
my friend. What's your name?
Robert.
Robert?
Yeah.
You're recovering from heart surgery?
Yeah.
Do you have a wife, Robert?
Oh, she passed away.
Children or grandchildren?
Oh.
What about this man? Does he have family?
Yeah. Lots of grandkids. Make a hell of a noise when they visit.
The man leans over to stifle the patient. Satisfied that the patient is dead, the man, presumably Quinn, takes his bag and heads briskly out of the side room. At the nurse's station, the staff mobilize. Quinn goes across to the abandoned desk. He plugs a cable into the computer. Looking carefully both ways, he proceeds to use a handheld device to download information, seemingly about the layout of the hospital and where the various patients are. One particular room seems to be pinpointed. He pulls out the cable. An orderly rushes past with a trolley as Quinn discreetly walks away. He enters what looks like a storeroom. He checks the schematic plan he has downloaded onto his palm top. Removing the stethoscope from around his neck, he studies the layout of the ceiling tiles. He jumps up onto a cupboard and pulls out a screwdriver with which he proceeds to unscrew a hatch in the ceiling. Letting down the hatch, he grabs his bag and his palm top and stashes them in the roof space. He then grabs a strong carton and steps on it so that he can pull himself up more easily into the space. Jack continues to study the screen. 8:46, Olivia Taylor approaches Aaron's bedside.
How's your arm?
I should be back on my feet in a couple of hours. And you, ma'am?
It's nothing a little aspirin won't take care of. I want to thank you for what you did. You took a bullet for me. You saved my life.
There is no need to thank me, ma'am.
Right. You were just doing your job. Only in this case, it wasn't really your job since you retired 4 years ago.
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
Do you mind if I ask you why? Did it have to do with Martha Logan?
Martha and I were close.
It must have been hard for you, what happened to her.
I'd prefer not to talk about it.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
Well, I hope you won't be a stranger, Agent Pierce.
Thank you. And, it's Aaron.
Okay, Aaron. You get some rest. I'd like to head back to the residence now, if that's okay.
Olivia. I was just coming to see you. I'm glad you're all right.
Thank you.
You have a moment to talk?
Sure.
The blunt fact of the matter is, this administration has just suffered some terrible losses, and we need help.
The president and I would like you to consider coming on board as special advisor to the president.
I have to say I'm a little surprised.
Surprised?
Well, that you'd sign off on this.
Am Your mother said she's ready to put the past behind her. And so am I.
I overstepped my bounds during the campaign, and I was wrong.
I'm glad you see it that way.
But it's not the past that concerns me, Ethan. It's what's happening right now and what's been happening ever since my mother took office.
Excuse me?
Do you think any of this would have happened if my mother had a chief advisor who knew what the hell was going on in her administration?
What are you talking about?
Her government was corrupted on every level, and it all happened right under your nose. Even you have to admit, it's an unconscionable failure on your part. Frankly, I'm surprised you haven't tendered your resignation.
You have no right to speak to me that way.
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't have the facts.
I intend to get the facts. I'm going to find out exactly who failed my mother, and I'm going to make sure that that person never is in a position to do it again. Excuse me.
Olivia walks away, leaving Ethan with plenty to think about. 8:49, end of part 3. Part 4, 8:53. Jack looks at Burnett's monitor.
Okay, let's go.
I'll be watching. You lay one finger on him, it's over.
Jack looks down to where Larry's hand is on his chest.
Right.
Jack follows the other agent away, leaving Larry by the monitor. As they walk, Quinn edges his way through the ceiling cavity. The agent arrives at Burnett's door and punches numbers into the security lock. The doctor turns from where he has been tending the very drowsy Burnett. He walks across to Jack.
Let's come around.
Good.
Alone now with Burnett, Jack slowly closes the door. As Larry and the other agent listen in, Jack casts a look up to the CCTV camera. He leans down to Burnett.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Burnett slowly opens his eyes.
Remember me?
Oh my God. What the hell are you doing here?
I've just come from the White House. Juma's attack failed. He's dead, and so are his men. A lot of innocent people died today. Good people. Including a friend of mine, Bill Buchanan. You might have met him.
You stay the hell away from me. I don't want to talk to a lawyer right now. You hear me? I want to talk to a lawyer. Somebody get me the hell out of here!
You're not going anywhere. Just you and me, pal. You really think you were going to get away with it?
Somebody, please, help me!
You're wasting your breath.
Please don't hurt me. I'll tell you anything you want. Do you hear that? I'm ready to talk. I'll tell you anything you want to know. Just get him out of here. I'm ready to talk.
They're done talking to you. That's why they sent me.
Please, you can't do this. You have no right. This isn't legal.
What happened?
I don't know. Looks like we lost the sound feed. Give me a second.
There are no laws in here, Mr. Burnett. You aided and abetted terrorists who then tried to kill the President of the United States. Now you have to answer for that. The rules don't apply to you anymore.
No, please, please, you can't let him touch me! Please, you can't let him do this!
Shut up!
Quinn has sabotaged Larry's monitor.
It could be a glitch in the trunk line.
Quinn opens the ceiling above Burnett and Jack and drops through a small capsule. Jack spots it, but has already breathed the gas. He collapses as Quinn, wearing a mask, drops down into the room. Quinn picks up a fire extinguisher and disables the door lock with it. Smashing a glass panel, Quinn then picks up a sizable shard and plants Jack's prints on it. Larry's monitor shows a doctored loop of what happened when Jack was alone in the room with Burnett. Jack lies there, eyes open and with saliva dripping from his open mouth. He is totally incapacitated. Quinn then crosses to Burnett's bed, holding the shard of glass. He pulls Burnett's head back and proceeds to cut his throat.
Damn it, fix the thing! I'm trying, sir.
Quinn finishes by stabbing the glass into Burnett's heart. He wipes Burnett's face with a cloth and then walks away. The true picture comes back onto Larry's monitor. Larry and the other agent dash off down the corridor. Jack comes round. Larry arrives at the locked door.
Bauer, you jammed the electronic bolt.
Is there another way in?
No. Yeah, Bauer, open the door!
Jack swiftly takes in the situation. He reaches up and dislodges a ceiling tile and pulls himself up into the roof space. Larry batters at the door. He and the other agents force their way in, weapons raised.
Our security locked down the hospital.
Yeah,
on a high priority APB issue for Jack Bauer. All agencies.
As Jack moves through the ceiling space, Quinn, out of his uniform, escapes through the car park. Jack sidles up to the security guard's cubbyhole. He disables the man with one deft move. Jack hides the body and returns to the desk to retrieve the surveillance DVD. Hodges sits in his office. Greg answers the phone. 8:58.
It's done.
Good. Thank you. It's done.
Burnett's dead.
And Bauer?
They'll think he killed Burnett. So nobody will know that we were involved.
Good.
Yeah.
Now we're having some fun.
Agent Moss.
There is Jack, listen.
Where are you?
I didn't kill Burnett. I'm being set up.
Set up?
A man released some kind of nerve agent into the room. It immobilized me. He came through the ceiling and killed Burnett. I swear to you, I'm not lying. I watched him do it.
Get back in here. We'll work this out.
I can't. You know that.
You can if you're innocent.
Look, there is a reason why they wanted me framed and didn't kill me. They're trying to keep you distracted by dealing with me so they can finish what they started. Don't let them get away with this. This threat is not over.
Jack. Jack.
Jack hides as police swarm into the building. He watches them enter and then trots away into the night. 9 p.m. The end.